1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1. Are you there? The Bible says this. Ben, just stay up there with me. After the Philistines captured the Ark of God, they took it from the battleground at Ebenezer to the town of Ashdod. They carried the Ark of God in the temple of Dagon and placed it beside an idol of Dagon. But when the citizens of Ashdod went to see it the next morning, Dagon had fallen with his face to the ground in front of the Ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and put him in place again. But the next morning, the same thing happened. Dagon had fallen face down before the Ark of the Lord again. This time his head and hands had broken off and were lying in the doorway. Only the trunk of his body was left in tank. I'm here to tell somebody tonight that he has no rival. He has no equal. He has the name above every name. And at that name, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that he is Lord. Every sickness, every infirmity, every disease must bow to the name of Jesus tonight. Just as Dagon, that fake god, fell before the Ark of the Lord. Understand something. We are now the temple of the Holy Ghost. God dwells on the inside of you tonight. That means everything of the devil, everything sent against you, has to bow tonight in Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Three things I want you to know tonight. That the word of God has already gone forth. And God tonight will see a confirmation of his word, because our God is not a liar. You can stay standing or you can sit down, but I'm going to preach this to someone tonight. Three things I want you to know real quickly. Feel free to stay standing or you can sit. I feel more included when you stand, but it's all good. I'm just going to preach straight into Tawana's eyes. Three things I want you to know about God tonight. Three things that will change your life when you recognize these three things. The first thing that we need to know is that God cannot lie. God cannot lie. I said God cannot lie. The Bible tells us in Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? God has already spoken by his word tonight, and I'm here to let somebody know he will see it come to pass in Jesus' name. Woo, I feel like shouting tonight. Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18 that it is impossible for God to lie. Every word God has spoken will come to pass. I came to prophesy to somebody tonight. Every word that God has spoken over you and your family, it's going to come to pass in Jesus' name. Some of you need to hear this tonight. You're not going to die early. I speak to every person online. You're not going to die early in Jesus' name. You're not going to die suddenly in Jesus' name. You're going to live long. You're going to live strong. And you're going to harass the devil all the days of your life. Woo! Say amen in this place. First thing we have to know is that God cannot lie. Just that one truth, that one impossibility for the Most High, that he cannot lie, should change your life forever. Because when you crack open the Word of God, you realize everything that he said is still true today. He cannot lie. The second thing we must realize about God is that he cannot fail. Not only can he not lie, but secondly, he cannot fail you. He cannot forsake you. He can never let you down. Man might let you down, but I'm here to let somebody know tonight. I hear this in my heart. Some of you, you've had fathers that have let you down, but I've got good news for you. There's a Father in heaven who loves you, who cares for you, who started you, who will bring you to completion. And he will never fail you. He will never forsake you. He'll never leave you high and dry. He can never fail you. Think about this. What did God say to Joshua concerning the promised land, concerning the destiny of his people? He said unto Joshua something so profound, and by his spirit, he speaks the same thing to you tonight. He declared in Joshua chapter 1:5, no one, say no one, will be able to stand against you as long as you live. not just for this next week coming, but I'm here to declare to someone, as long as you live upon this earth, as long as you walk in faithfulness and obedience, He will be with you. Nothing will be able to stand against you. Nothing will be able to stand in front of your destiny. He is with you as long as you live. Then He says something so profound. God says, "For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you and I will not abandon you." Let me tell somebody something tonight. God is too faithful to fail you. Do you want to know something? It's actually a name of God. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. He is the faithful God. He is the faithful God. Every time you see a name of God, it reveals His attributes, His characteristics, His identity. You need to know that there's a God in heaven who loves you, who will never fail you, who will never forsake you. He says in His word that He's faithful to 1,000 generations. He will never leave you high and dry. He will never fail you. The third thing that you need to know tonight is that God cannot change. God cannot fail. God cannot lie. God cannot change. Before, I've preached a message on just two of these, but the Lord gave me the third one. And I preached about faith that is rooted in two impossibilities for God. Because it's impossible for Him to lie. It's impossible for Him to fail. And it's impossible for Him to change. The Bible declares unto us in the book of Malachi that I am the Lord and I change it not. It then says in the book of James chapter 1 and verse 17 that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation, in whom there is no change. Say this: God doesn't change. God doesn't fail. And God doesn't lie. Man, I came to preach into someone's heart tonight. I'm here to declare to somebody tonight that you serve a good God who will never lie to you, who will never fail you, who will never forsake you, who will never give up on you. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the what? In the beginning was the what? In the beginning was the what? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was. So what does that mean? That means that this Word that you hold in your hand tonight, it can never fail you. It can never change on you. It can never lie to you. I'm here to declare to somebody tonight that all His Word has said is yours. And the Word of God has already been preached tonight. The Word of God has already been declared tonight. And I came to say this to somebody because somebody needs to hear it. That not only do you serve a rewarder, not only, as I preached last week, I think it was, do you serve a finisher, but understand something, you serve the one who is a confirmer. You don't just serve a rewarder. You don't just serve a finisher. You don't just serve one who never fails. You don't just serve one who never lies. You don't just serve one who never changes, but you serve one who is a confirmer. Say this with me: my God is a confirmer. I want you quickly to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 16. Someone's being healed now. Someone's being healed now. I speak to blind eyes tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I take authority over that spirit of blindness in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to that spirit of infirmity. We say you will have 20/20 vision in Jesus' name. We loose the healing anointing tonight. Be healed in this place. Be healed in this place. Be healed at home in Jesus' name. Every person watching me online, whatever you're believing God for, I want you to write it in the comment section now. We've only got a couple minutes left. Write it in the comment section now, and as you declare it, as you decree it, God is getting ready to confirm it in Jesus' name. Because you serve the great confirmer. God doesn't just leave His Word high and dry. No, the Bible tells us, you've heard us allude to this so many times tonight, Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 12, that the Lord says He watches over His Word to perform it. What does that mean for you? That means that the Word of God creates a platform for the supernatural power of God to be in manifestation. And tonight, as the Word has been preached, there's a platform that's been put in place tonight. And God, by His Spirit, is coming in this place and touching bodies in this place. I speak to eating disorders. I command your body to be made whole now in Jesus' name. This is the word that comes into my spirit. Even now, there's a person, you're a woman in this place. Every time it comes to your monthly cycle, there's been issues, problems. Right now, God's healing your body in Jesus' name. No more issues in Jesus' name. No more problems in Jesus' name. Can you say amen if you're here? Are you at Mark chapter 16? Let's start in verse 9. Every person that's watched us at home tonight, I see testimonies already flowing now in the comment section. Send us your testimonies. We want to know what God is doing. We want to know what He's doing in your home as He's moving on you, as He's touching you, as He's healing you in Jesus' name. But if you're in this venue, quickly, Mark chapter 16, I want to drive this into someone's spirit tonight. Whew, glory to God. Let's lift up our two hands in this place one more time. Father, your word can never return unto you void. I thank you for every person online who's been touched by your anointing. I thank you that your word is already healing bodies at home and bodies in this place. I thank you for every online viewer, even right now as they logged on tonight, that things are changing in their household, that things are changing in their family, in their bloodline, in their generation. We speak it over them even right now in Jesus' name.